Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
No!
Quiet.
Stop!
Hey, Jenny!
Sarah Lawrence cannot accept someone who has hazed a teacher.
Colleges stopped accepting applications months ago. I don't have any other options.
What happened? Yale has great financial aid.
Well, as of now, we're a low priority. It's all determined by need.
We're not needy enough?
It sounds to me like you need to get away.
Yes! Road trip.
I was thinking more like a private jet to Spain.
When do we leave?
Tomorrow morning.
To España.
To España.
I met you last year and you were calling yourself Savannah.
It's Serena.
It's nice to meet you again. I'm Gabriel.
All I want to tell you is that I do want to be with you.
And who am I?
Miserable creature in.
Please, I'm trying to earn money so I can go to Yale. It's my dream, it is, always has been.
Yale? You foolish little girl. That dream is over. Time to wake up.
No! 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 This is my dream! No!
When you lose hope in a dream, sometimes all you're left with are sleepless nights. While some call the doctor for a refill, I find the best solution is a full social calendar.
If Karen, Nate, and I aren't the young fellow's fall, and here we are with his grandfather, William Vanderbilt.
Cyrus, focus. You missed a lot while you were gone.
I'm sorry, but I have an enormous amount to do before the Passover supper tonight, the Seder.
Oh, it smells delicious.
Oh, I am making a brisket that is going to blow your socks off.
Be sure to save me some.
For the last time, this dinner is very important to your stepfather and me.
And if only I could be two people, but you know Nate's cousin, Trip Vanderbilt, is getting married tomorrow. The dinner's tonight, and I'm late for the rehearsal. The
rehearsal? You're not even in the wedding.
No, but Nate texted me, and he said he had a surprise. I'm betting it's about the junior committee for the Whitney. Trip's fiancé promised to get me on.
Okay, just wait a minute. Young lady, you are going to have to get serious about your future.
Maureen is already on the board of 4 charities and 2 museums and needs a personal assistant to keep track of her schedule. Not to mention, being a socialite was good enough for Jackie O.
You know, my old friend J.R. is a big mugwump at NYU, and he happens to owe me a favor.
Cyrus saved J.R.'s life in Nao.
Oh! Well, I'm sorry, but just because I lost Yale does not mean I'm wasting my time at a non-Ivy reading Beloved 6 times and experimenting with lesbianism. Now, Nate is waiting.
Waldorf women are not socialites.
You can just set those down there, please.
Prodigal daughter returns. How is Spain?
Amazing. Perfect.
I'm sure. You'll probably be dancing on tabletops in Barcelona. Some bathing nude on Costa del Sol.
More like me and Poppy and her boyfriend Gabriel on the coast. I just read and ate and, you know, swam.
So there was nude sunbathing.
Hey, is my mom around?
I haven't seen her, but I have been occupied last night's entertainment. She's a synchronized swimmer. Can hold her breath for 5 minutes.
So you found a way to get over there then?
Well, there was a detour at the Boho Barista. And then I realized I'm a 17-year-old billionaire with tremendous stamina. Tonight I have a date with the Bolshoi's lead ballerina. By the way, I saw Poppy Lifton at the Rose Bar last week. It's funny how she can be there, yet still be in Spain with you. I tell you, you're beautiful.
Hey, Archibald, are you trying to seduce me on church property?
Come on, let's go.
And can you please remind the attendants not to seat me behind Caroline Kennedy? She may be American royalty, but that woman is a giraffe.
Sure. Oh, hey, Trip asked me to go to lunch with him. He said it was important,
But I think he's just scared I'm going to talk about his ex-girlfriend during my toast.
Fine. I'll come by before dinner. I hope that's not your big surprise.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to think of a way to thank Maureen with the Whitney Committee.
I got into Columbia.
What?
I got into Columbia. What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing. That's amazing. I didn't even know you applied.
Well, I wanted to see if I could get in without any family help, you know? I mean, all my grandfather had to do to get me into Yale was just make a phone call and... I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm so happy for you. So that means no Yale.
No, honestly, I'm torn.
Claire, it's so sweet of you to come.
Yes, it's going to be so beautiful.
I have some disappointing news. The Whitney Jr. Committee felt you were too new on the scene. They chose Elizabeth instead.
Your bridesmaid.
Give it time. When it comes to these things, it takes a while to start to matter.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, Marie had to pick her bridesmaids from a list provided by my grandfather. Hey, I better go. The rehearsal's starting.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait here with the rest of the commoners.
Hey, Wes, is that the science fair project?
Yep, we're tracking air quality on plant growth. One of these was grown in our apartment, and the other was grown in Wes's country house.
Apparently, a tree is not growing in Brooklyn.
I'd better take off. Call you later?
Yeah.
Well, I hope for the sake of science that that relationship is strictly professional.
Of course. But I'm working on it.
No, I get it. Rent trumps art. Well, let me know if you change your mind. Nobody wants to buy art right now.
Look, I'm the one with the expensive Yale tuition. Please let me help. There's got to be a job on Craigslist that doesn't involve dealing or nudity.
Dana, have it under control. Your priority is school.
I'm off to Lily. She wants to go shopping for a table, a lamp. I'm not sure. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
I don't know why he's being so stubborn about this.
You know Wes's mom runs a catering company.
Catering? I definitely was not on the top of my list, but... I mean, yeah, if you don't mind asking her.
Not at all, because then I can ask him to come to dinner with me as a thanks for being so cool to my brother.
Hello, Blair. Good to see you.
You too, Mr. Vanderbilt. The wedding is going to be lovely.
Blair, it's reached my ears that Nate has been accepted at Columbia. Has he spoken to you of his intentions?
Not in so many words, but I do know he's very proud of having gotten in on his own.
As he should be. My grandson values your opinion. Perhaps you could show him that Yale is the appropriate choice.
I think this is a decision he needs to make himself.
Tell me, what are your plans for next year? I know you put off college. Any word from the junior committee for the Whitney?
Actually, they didn't accept me.
I think that must be some kind of mistake. I'll call Agnes Chismer immediately. Clear that right up.
Really?
A friend of my grandson's. Nothing I wouldn't do.
Yale is an amazing school. And Nate would look dashing in bulldog blue. And I want to be a bridesmaid.
I think she might have room for one more.
Why did I give Dorota the weekend off? Ever since she and Vanya fell in love, all she thinks about is herself.
Hello? Yes, this is Cyrus Rose.
This is Serena Vanderwoodson. I think I need a lawyer.
How did antique shopping turn into shoe shopping?
Well, my darling, all shopping eventually leads to shoe shopping.
Only people felt that way about art.
I'm thinking about Dan's tuition.
Mid-range collectors just aren't buying right now.
But you never know when things will turn around. Now, who says that these are not art?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Shoes. Could you give us a moment?
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Mom, I know you're upset.
No, I'm furious. First you trash the apartment, then you run away to Spain.
I'm sorry. I am. I've been feeling really lost.
Oh, spare me, Serena. The only thing that is lost is your sense of responsibility and consideration. Seems to me that the old Serena is back, and I'm not very happy to see her. So, you might want to take your coat off because you're grounded.
Ash, you're back from Spain.
Yeah, I just landed. Hey, are you home?
No, more like avoiding it. My mom and Cyrus are hosting Passover. I thought firstborns were supposed to be spare.
Oh, so you're not going to be at the apartment all day?
I'm getting a dress fitted at Ream Acra. And then Nate and I are going to his cousin's rehearsal dinner. S, I'm one of the chosen ones.
I was wandering the Bastion Desert, and now I've reached the Vanderbilt Promised Land.
That's great. Listen, I have to run some errands, but let's talk later, okay?
I thought Maureen was only having 5 bridesmaids.
That was kind of last minute. And I think a little higher on the hem.
So, I'm going to need a couple minutes to practice my tray bouncing. I've never done this before, although I have a feeling I'll be a tray bouncing lunatic.
Can you do this nervous talking thing all night? It's cool, I just need to know.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't tell my dad I took this job, and I feel so bad keeping it from him, but, you know, he gets so defensive.
I'll take that as a yes.
No.
Good, you're here. I just went out to buy some candles. I don't understand why we just can't light some votives. You look familiar. Have you worked for me before?
I did call them, and they cannot send over a replacement. They are absolutely overextended.
Mrs. Waldorf, I'm sure that between Corinne and Dorota...
Dorota has the weekend off, and I absolutely need 2 servers. Cyrus's mother's coming. And she hates me. I have never thrown a Seder before. I don't even know how to say half the words in this prayer book that's named for Lieberman's wife.
She's Hadassah. I think the prayer book is called Haggadah.
See? No, you cannot leave.
With all due respect, I don't feel comfortable serving Knishes to Blair.
But Blair won't be here. And you don't serve Knishes at Passover. I'll double your pay. For both of you.
I could really use the money.
Fine.
Here are the linens. One of these at every place. Cyrus? Cyrus, I think the brisket's burning.
Oh, no, not at all, Mrs. Chisholm. We all make mistakes. So I'll see you Tuesday at the Whitney. So... I've been thinking about this whole college thing.
I'm going to Columbia.
Okay. Oh, maybe it's just my old prejudice speaking, but, Yale.
Yale only accepted me because of my grandfather. I don't want to owe him or my family anything. After tonight, we're done with him.
B. Too bad you weren't invited to Nate and Tripp's lunch. Because whatever happened, looks like you're the one paying.
Cyrus! Your mother's here. What is that man?
I can certainly look into the legalities of it, but I think you should tell your mother.
We're not in a good place right now. I don't think I could go up to her and say, sorry, but I sort of got married in Spain. But don't worry, Cyrus is helping me get a quickie annulment.
She's your mother.
Cyrus!
Excuse me. I'm sorry, you what?
Into the trip, Poppy and Gabriel get in this huge fight, and then she just leaves, abandoning me and Gabriel, and so I stayed around to keep him company.
Well, you did a bang-up job.
Dan, please. Gabriel and Poppy were over, and it's not like either one of us planned this. This thing between us just happened, and we couldn't stop it.
This thing was a marriage. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I wasn't.
But I don't even know if I am married. That's what Cyrus is trying to figure out.
How does one not know if one is married?
Well, there was a dinner, and then we had a lot of Rioja, and then dancing, and then more Rioja, and then we took off our clothes and went swimming in the ocean.
I just skipped that part.
Yeah. Yeah, So the next thing I know, Gabriel is just screaming, I love you, I love you. And he's banging on the strip store trying to wake up a priest. And
Okay, so there was a priest. Did you say I do?
Well, I said, see. I don't know. It was all in Spanish. It was crazy.
You're smiling.
What?
You ran off to Spain with a guy you barely know. You got married, and you're a little bit, you're smiling.
No, I woke up the next morning, and I thought, what have I done? This is crazy. And I got on the next flight out, and here I am talking to Cyrus.
You're a wife.
No, I'm not. Maybe I am. Are you jealous?
Serena, we were together for a year, and we didn't make it to junior prom. You're with this guy for less than a month, and you get married. So, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit insulting. I have to get back to work.
Wait, are you serving Eleanor Sater?
No. Sort of. I mean, yes. Yes, you're the wife of the landed gentry, and I'm a cater waiter at a Sater.
Dan, wait. Nate, tell me what's going on.
It's fine. Listen, I'm just glad you're here, okay?
You know, now might not be a good time to say anything to your grandfather about Columbia.
Well, that should be easy since I'm not going to speak to him.
Is there a problem, Blair?
No. No problem. I just need a few more minutes.
Eleanor, thank you for doing this. Please. I was very happy that you invited yourself. Cyrus's mother. She hates me. Another friendly face is always welcome. Hello, Rufus. Oh, do you know that? You'll find out.
That's Alan Levy, the art collector. He's the guy who put a Monet in his bathroom. Oh, no.
Well, he's an old friend of Cyrus. You've been saying the mid-range art market is dead, so I thought it might be nice for you to meet a few high-end collectors.
Bill, I appreciate you trying to help, but I'm not fawning over an ass like Alan Levy just to make a sale. Okay. Dan, what are you doing here?
I'm just here
because I invited him.
Oh, lovely.
I'm sorry that I snuck out, Mom, but I had to see Blair. She invited me to see her, so I invited Dan.
You know, Blair is now strangely nowhere to be seen.
Well, lucky for you, I don't want to cause a scene at Eleanor's. We'll talk about this later.
Dan, you're dressed just like a cater waiter.
Yeah, well, you go for a classic look with a black tie and a white shirt, and that's what you get.
Serena, what are you doing here? Blair invited her.
Strange. Blair made it absolutely clear that she wasn't going to be here, but please... Say, Daniel, would you go downstairs and get the kosher wine, and could you please make yourself a little more presentable?
That was sort of rude.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go with it.
Oh, boy.
Thanks.
Yeah. I would have invited you to the loft, but the only chef we have there is my dad, and his specialties are waffles and a maraschino mage. Do you want the top hat or the race car? What, do you want the shoe?
This isn't the same girl I used to see hanging out on the steps of the Met.
Yeah, well, people change.
Avery. Do you hear screams? Don't be alarmed. You're fine.
I think I'll be the symbol.
Rufus's gallery's in Williamsburg.
You should move your gallery to the city. Williamsburg is already over.
I didn't realize the whole neighborhood could be over.
My friends, it's time for the painting to begin.
Dan, I need you to know that I'm really sorry.
Dan, we need matzah.
Sorry, being Eleanor's bitch boy is about all I can take right now, so I you don't need your pity.
Okay, but just please understand that what happened between me and Gabriel has nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. But a person doesn't just go off and suddenly get married. You're clearly reacting to something.
Ben!
Trip. Claire.
Did you say something to Nate?
He feels lucky, you know, that you two are back together. He told me how much you've both changed. Is that true?
Yes. Of course. You've changed a lot.
Well, be good to him, okay?
What did he tell us?
Well, good evening. Most of you know me, I'm Nate Archibald, Tripp's cousin. When Tripp asked me to be the best man in his wedding, I was a little bit surprised, to say the least. But I guess Grandfather told him to choose me, and that was that, so... But we all know how important family is to William Vanderbilt. But what we don't know are the many secret ways he helps us all out. For instance, today, I discovered he was the one who had my father investigated by the authorities. And if he cares so much about family, then why did he destroy mine? So, I guess the lesson here, Triple Buddy, is watch your back. The family.
OB, looks like you hitched your wagon to a falling star.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Gabriel. I'm looking for Serena.
Baruch atah, ay Dios mío. This Passover is going to get its own Spanish Inquisition.
Passover is a holiday that celebrates the Jewish people's flight from slavery to freedom.
You need to go to the foyer.
The story of...
I know you're upset, but now is not the time. Service is about to break.
Savior, we light the candles.
You really need to come out there.
Normally, we do this right now before sunset, but I won't tell if you don't. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
What is so important?
Exactly.
Gabriel, what are you doing here?
How can you ask me that? I woke up and you were gone. Not even a note.
But how did you even find me?
I called your apartment. The guy who answered said you'd probably be here. He also asked me if I had any hash.
This is obviously between the two of you.
You're not leaving. Please, I can call you, but you have to go now.
No, I'm not going anywhere. We have to talk. You owe me at least that.
Please, Gabriel, don't.
But why would you even talk to me? I mean, after everything that we...
Because Dan is my boyfriend. We got in a fight before I left for Spain, and once I got there, I got a little carried away, but no matter what, I had to come back. Dan was my first love, and nothing can change that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I love Serena. No matter what crazy thing she does, I will always love her. I'm sorry, but Serena, you've never mentioned him before.
Well, I'm sure I never to come up at least once.
At any point?
Gabriel, I will call you, but you do have to leave. This is a family dinner.
Dan, Cyrus says that we are missing a lamb bone.
Oh, hello. Is this another one of your friends?
Yeah, sort of, but he's leaving.
I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt your evening.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Would you like to join us? We're having a Seder.
No, I'm sure he can't.
No. I'd love to meet the people in Serena's life. Perhaps they'll help me better understand her.
Wonderful. There's even an empty seat. It's for Elijah, but you can take it. You are in serious danger of losing your tip.
Do you know about this?
What? No, of course not.
You have 5 minutes to fix it.
Did you really turn on the captain?
Before you take a stand on principle, remember what you have at stake. What do you plan to spend next year sewing buttons at your mother's atelier? Now go.
Then we eat the afikoman, say the blessing after the meal, sing a few songs, and then we're done. So, as soon as everyone has some wine, we'll begin.
Wait. We haven't started.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you the Gabriel as in the Gabriel that was in Spain with Poppy and my daughter?
Yes, in fact...
Paris, this wine is delicious.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. We're not supposed to drink it until the blessing, but we'll make an exception this time.
Rufus, do you represent any artists worth my attention?
All of my artists are worth attention. Otherwise, I wouldn't represent them.
Why is he serving wine? Isn't he supposed to be
here? He is just helpful. That's all. Dan, baby, come sit down right here next to me.
Oh, well, that's where we just moved Elijah. Never mind.
Eleanor, you don't mind if he joins us, do you?
At this point, why not? We're not eating anytime soon.
Oh, no, you two haven't.
Now, we will say the Kiddush, or prayer, for the first cup. I'll say this in English because as I look around this table, I see that most of our guests are not speakers of Hebrew.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
We praise you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe who creates the fruit of the vine.
What? Do you not like?
Have we done this before?
I thought you'd remember. Last year after Sleeping Beauty.
I need to get a drink.
Not again.
Now, Jake, you rent to my property, Marvin Gardens. Pay up.
What a shock. The girl from Brooklyn is a renter.
Don't you have a guest to attend to?
It appears I already did. A year ago. Probably should have noticed in the elevator. How many women can put their legs behind you?
Hey, do you want to go for a walk?
Okay, sure.
I'll just meet you at the elevator.
Wait.
You know, just because you're bored with your own life... doesn't mean you have to make everyone around you miserable.
For information, you don't live here yet.
Please. After what you did at the Kiss on Lips party last year, like I would ever live in the same house as you. You know, you're lucky I didn't tell my dad. Because if I did, he'd make Lily choose us or you, and I wonder who she'd pick.
You really think I care if Lily kicks me out?
Yeah, I do. Because you lost Blair, and now she's dating your best friend. So therefore, the only human contact that you have that you don't pay for is the people in this house. And I knew you'd screw that up, too. Are you coming back?
You can let yourself out.
Nate.
Blair, I'm so sorry. I should have told you.
It's fine. Are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not. No, I trusted him. And was it wrong?
No. You're wonderful. I'm gonna go get my coat. Then we can go.
Nathaniel, I did turn your father in, but only after I confronted him and begged him to stop. When he denied it to my face, I warned him that I would take action, finally, to prevent further damage to you and your mother. I called the SEC, and I'd do it again. Why couldn't you have just told me that?
Is that what you want, Nathaniel? The truth?
Yes. I'm just so tired. People lying to me and going behind my back.
Okay. Let's start again. Nothing but the truth. But in that case, something you should know.
Watch out, B. Seems like just when you got it right, William Vanderbilt is going to do you wrong.
That was the washing of the hands. Also called Title 88 of the New York City Health Code. Next, we have the dipping of the vegetable.
You mean we're finally going to get to eat something?
Oh, yes. Parsley.
So are you two really together again?
So, if Corinne would get everyone the salt water for dipping...
Wait, I'm sorry. Why doesn't everybody seem to know the two of you are back together? And what kind of daughter doesn't...
There's praying about to happen.
But I'm so sorry, Cyrus.
When did... Fine.
When did this happen? You just broke up 2 months ago.
I thought you said you broke up right before Spain.
It's got a bit.
Eleanor's friends are talking during the seat.
They're both of our friends, Mother.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe he's your boyfriend. First of all, he's dressed like a waiter.
I think it's kind of a classic look.
Well, he is my boyfriend, and we are very happy together.
Serena, I am so sorry, Cyrus.
No, no. All right, Ed.
What is going on?
I'm a cater waiter.
And not a very good one.
Wait,
what?
I didn't want you to know, so we were pretending that we're back together. She's just trying to be a good friend, really. I'm sorry, Mr. Rose, Mrs. Waldorf. I'm very sorry.
Apology accepted. Now, take your parsley. Where's Corinne with the salt water?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Is this you trying to help with college?
I know you didn't want me to, Deb, but I couldn't do nothing. By the way, Serena and I may not be together, but I do care about her very much. Now, who needs more wine?
Serena, a word.
All right, we'll skip the bitter herbs. Moving on to the matzah.
Hey, you know what? I need some air. I'm going to walk home. So you just go ahead, okay?
Nate, what's wrong? I'm proud of what you did back there. I thought you were too.
Did you tell my grandfather you would convince me to go to Yale in exchange for him making you a bridesmaid?
I can explain.
That's great, you know? First, my grandfather sells my father out, and then you sell me out for a picture in the style section.
But I didn't! I mean, God, I did! But then I realized when he asked me again...
You know what? I actually thought this time would be different. You're just the same girl you always were.
No, I'm not. I was just scared about next year and us. Nate, please, give me another chance.
I want to trust you. Okay, but I can't think of a single reason why I should. Carl will take you home.
So, this is how it's going to be. The day is not even over, and you've already defied me about your grounding, caused a scene at Eleanor Sater.
It wasn't a scene.
Yes, it was. Right out of the old Serena playbook. You could have thrown in a few boys from the lacrosse team, and it would have been the Constance mother-daughter luncheon all over again. You have been so good the last 2 years.
Well, I can't live like that anymore.
Why not?
Mom, I know that I have hurt you and Eric and Blair. I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, and I don't want to go back to that, but it wasn't all bad. I miss the good parts. I miss feeling free, feeling like I can do something just because I want to, and there has to be a balance.
Well, of course there does.
But if every time I make a mistake, you look at me like I'm a bad person, then how am I supposed to find that?
Oh, sweetheart, I could never think of you as a bad person. You got into Brown. The letter came while you were away.
I got into Brown?
Yeah. Congratulations. Oh, and I do trust you.
I got into Brown.
Now, what are you going to do about Gabriel?
What do you mean?
Oh, please. He was a little too upset about Dan to be just a friend.
I don't know. I like him, but it's kind of a mess.
Sometimes those messes can be fun.
I'm sorry. If you're talking about that hot guy from dinner, he just left.
Gabriel! Gabriel!
You wanted me to leave, I left.
I'm sorry that I lied, but you scared me showing up here like that. I am just not ready to be married.
Is that what you think is going on?
Well, yeah, we were in a church and there was a priest. At least I think he was a priest. I don't know. I drank a lot of Rioja, but...
Of course we're not married. I don't even know if that was the priest that woke up. It could have been a gardener.
Wait. Really?
Really.
We were just having fun, doing something crazy.
Oh, I... Wow, well, that's a relief.
So that waiter's not your boyfriend?
No.
What about me?
Serena?
Ah, cruel fate. Just as Serena Vanderwoodson is falling in love, Blair Waldorf is falling apart.
Look, I told you, I'm not in the mood.
Good, neither am I. Stupid of me to think Blair changed.
Yes.
So, she's just the way she is.
I mean, it's stupid for you to want her to be anything other than she is. Anyway, Blair is changing.
How do you know?
Because she could have had me. She chose you. Now she just needs someone to believe in her. Time for a refill.
Okay.
Thanks.
Your father and I are heading out, and I know what you were trying to do for Serena. You're a good friend.
Well, I'm not a very good cater waiter.
But I'm a good salesman.
You sold Alan Levy a painting.
It also gave me an idea of something else I should sell. A gallery.
Oh, Rufus.
That, come on. When I started out, I was selling to young couples.
Kids who had no money but loved art.
And somehow, over time, that changed. And tonight, I realized I just don't love doing this anymore. If I'm really honest, I haven't for some time.
Well, okay, what are you going to do?
I'm not sure. But I'm excited to find out. See you.
I can't believe I sold out Nate to be the next Jackie Hill.
Yeah, I always pictured you as the next Hillary.
Except I'd win.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
You'll figure something out. Besides, who wants to be on the junior committee for the Whitney anyway?
Do you think I care about that? I lost Nate. I deserve to be alone. And who's that tall snack you were devouring? Outside?
Oh, that is a long story.
Blair, there is someone downstairs who wants to speak with you.
I was pretty awful to Cyrus this morning. I should go apologize.
I'm really happy to be home.
Archibald.
Can't help looking back. Highway flew by. Run away. No sense of time. Why you stay? Want to keep you inside.
Hey. Thought my dad would be here. I'm supposed to meet up to go home.
How was your day?
Good. Great, actually.
I never apologized for what happened last year. I deeply regret my actions of that night. If you ever do, move in here. Make sure I'm not around.
About missing the Seder and being so snotty about NYU. Can you forgive me?
Well, that's why God invented Yom Kippur.
And when you said you'd call in a favor at NYU, did you mean it?
Well, I carried JR on my back for 5 hours through the jungle, but I can only get you an interview. It's going to be up to you to wow him.
Thank you.
Sounds like we'll both be in the city.
Nate?
Yes. But who did you think I was talking about?
Blair, I am.
I'm so sorry. Not so sure. Hey, Gabriel, it's me. I just wanted to say that I don't know what's going to happen with us, but I'm really glad you came back for me. Okay, that's it. I will talk to you tomorrow.
On Passover, we ask, why is it the fifth night is different from any other night? But who are we kidding?
So? Tell me everything.
Tonight's no different from the rest. These things always happen around here. Shalom, Gossip Girl.